Hey guys, welcome to the third Enlighten with Erica podcast. Today I'm going to share a bit about sobriety. Today is actually my 2 years sobriety date. And before I got sober, I definitely had this very small boxed in idea of what an alcoholic was. To me, an alcoholic was someone who had lost all this stuff, who didn't have a job, didn't have a family, you know, lived on the side of the road. Or I also knew that there was such thing as a high functioning alcoholic, but it was someone who like just really needed to drink to sustain themselves. And I really felt like I wasn't at either end of the spectrum. So like I was good. I convinced myself of that. So I'm just going to share a bit about what kind of awakened me to recognizing that I did have a problem and how resistant I was to getting sober and how much my life has shifted since I made that decision. Summer 2015, I got married, and leading up to the wedding, there was a lot of emotional stuff happening, and a lot of like wounds that I had from when I was a child really showed up, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I was really upset and felt pretty heartbroken, and the only way I could find to ease myself was to drink. So leading up to the wedding, I turned to drinking more than I had turned to it in the past, and I went through it all. And the thing was, after the wedding, the month following the wedding, I was still carrying the weight of everything that I had felt leading up to the wedding, and I didn't know how to get rid of it, and I thought it would just kind of go away. And so I continued drinking, and it got to a point where I knew that I didn't want to be doing it, but I also didn't want to be feeling what I was feeling. Anyway, on October 3rd, 2015, I woke up and had one of those just like awful red wine headache hangovers, just felt like absolute crap. And there's a spiritual teacher that I'd been really resonating with at that time, and I still do. Her name's Gabrielle Bernstein. And she had been sober, I don't know if it had been 9 or 10 years at that point. I think like October 2nd or something is her sober date. The beginning of October was anyway. And so I went on her website and I looked, I just typed in like sober, sobriety, recovery. And I found this blog post that she had posted. And in it, she shared a poem by another sober sister warrior, beautiful soul, Elena Brower. And it was Elena Brower actually like speaking this beautiful poem about her recovery. And it talked about like why she would hurt like this innocent girl and all this stuff. And it just brought so much emotion to the surface. And I cried. And I was just like, at that point, I was like, no, like, I just want to be at peace with myself. I just want to like have this serene life. I'd been on the spiritual path for a while, and like all I wanted was serenity. So that morning I was like, okay, I'm done with drinking. Like we're done. And I told my husband, he was a take it or leave it kind of guy. He really didn't care for alcohol. And we had a bunch of wine in our house that had been from their wedding. And I was like, get it out, get it all out. I'm done. I'm not drinking. Like, I want to be sober. I want to be committed to my spiritual path. I want to be able to help others. And right now, like, it's not going to happen if I keep doing what I'm doing. And so that happened, and I felt so good about the decision. I was like, yes, girl, here we go. We're going to do it. And then about like 4 days later, discomfort started setting in, and I started kind of regretting that decision. You know, kind of like when you wake up and you're like, I'm never drinking again. Then a few days later, you're like, yeah, whatever. That was kind of what was happening. But I knew that I wanted to gain quote unquote control of my drinking. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go like the whole month of October without drinking, because for sure, if I can go the whole month without drinking, then I don't have a problem, you know, because I had to convince myself that I didn't have a problem. So I went the month and it was extremely uncomfortable, but I really delved into listening to different spiritual teachers and stuff. And instead of really getting to the root of all the discomfort within me, I just basically distracted myself for the month. So I did that, and then November 1st was basically like waking up on Christmas morning. I was so excited. I was going to have a glass of wine. Like, oh my gosh, life felt like I felt like I could relax like I hadn't been able to relax that past month. So, for the month of November, I drank 5 times because this was when I was quote unquote controlling my drinking. I drank 5 times and I was so proud of myself. Now, granted, every single time I picked up a drink, I got drunk, but it was only 5 times. And this was me, you know, convincing myself that I had a healthy relationship with alcohol. And then eventually the holidays came around in December. And of course, the holidays is just like booze is free flow. And it's like everywhere you turn, there's always a party. There's always a gathering. You know, you have time off work. There's like endless excuses to be able to drink. So I fell right into that. And my drinking picked up. But I still wanted to prove to myself and to my husband that I didn't have a problem. So there was this one point in the break where there were a few days when nothing was going on. And I was like, I'm not going to drink within these few days. And after those few days, we had a party and I went to the liquor store. And when I was leaving the liquor store, my heart just dropped because I knew that I didn't know how to live without alcohol. And I didn't think I ever could. And in that moment, that was the most terrifying thing. But I didn't want to admit that I felt that way because then maybe I'd try and get sober. And like I knew that I quote unquote couldn't do that. So I just kind of put that to the side because I didn't want to deal with that. And, you know, drank. New Year's came around, made a New Year's resolution to like, for like the first week to go on like a cleanse. And I lasted like 5 days on the cleanse. And then I was like back on the wine. And for the month of January and into the beginning of February, it was just like this internal battle of like every night, do I drink? Do I not drink? And like, what if I drink, but like only drink 2 glasses? Can I really only drink 2 glasses and all of this stuff? So finally, on the morning of February 10th, I woke this 2016. I woke up and my husband looked at me and he basically said, like, Erica, like, what are you doing? Because he knew how I felt about it. He knew what kind of life I wanted to lead. And he knew that what I was doing wasn't going to take me there. And it was the craziest thing because in that moment, I just saw this vision. It was like my higher power spoke to me louder than it ever spoke to me before. And I could see clearly 2 paths in front of me. And one was on the left was dark. It was wooded, but it was dark and like the trees were dead and there just was like no life to it. And on the right, it was like bright and airy and like full of life and full of greenery. And I knew that my higher power was saying, if you want to drink, like this is, you're choosing the left lane. If you want to get sober, you're choosing the right lane. But you have been going back and forth with this for too long, girl. Like today's decision day. And I knew in that moment, like, it was now or never. And so I was terrified. I can't even explain the fear that came over me because that month that I had been sober back in October, like, going on Facebook and seeing, like, girls out for wine night and people drinking and, like, Halloween party and everything like that, I was just like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to have no life. Like, how can I live without alcohol? This is not going... like, this is going to suck. Like, my life is going to end if I get sober. But I felt that, you know, there was a reason that I was being called to get sober. There was a reason that I wanted to get sober. I just didn't know what it was. So I made the decision, obviously, in that moment to get sober. And the first little bit was extremely painful. But I found some other people. I went into recovery program and connected with some other people who had been where I was and who were happy, which I couldn't understand at all. Like, how could you be happy drinking? And I remember, like, it was like my third time going to meet up with them. I was driving and I was thinking, like, these people seriously don't drink every single day. Like, what kind of life is that? I really thought I was just signing up for, like, the most boring, like, I'm going to be like an old lady playing cards now. Like, yay, I'm so excited that I decided to get sober. Thanks, universe. Like, I was really so against it. And I never imagined that I would be here 2 years later. First of all, having been sober for 2 years. Secondly, be so incredibly humbled and grateful for the fact that I am. My life has changed so much because I chose to get sober. And I am not going to sugarcoat it and say that it was easy. It was a really crazy, brutal experience because it was just the collapsing of everything that I wasn't. And it was the letting go and finding forgiveness for all of these things that I didn't feel were, you know, that I would ever be able to forgive. And oh my gosh, guys, seriously, I'm just sharing this because I can't believe how happy I am that I'm sober. I cannot believe how happy I am that I don't need to pick up a glass of wine, that I don't spend my days thinking about Friday or the cold beer, or my summer days are not spent just thinking about patios. Like, it is, my life is shifted and my mind is in such a better place, is in such a healthy place. It's in such a loving place. It's just in such a forgiving place. And I owe it all to my sobriety and to all of the people who helped me in my sobriety and supported me in this journey. And obviously to the universe for really kicking my butt and telling me that it was time. And I'm really grateful for myself for following that guidance. So if any of this resonates with you guys, if you're in a situation where, like, you've thought you wanted to let it go, but you're scared, I completely understand. If you think that you need to look a certain way in order to be deemed an alcoholic, like, one of the things that is said in recovery, like, the minute you try to control it, you've already lost control. And that's the thing. If there's anything outside of you that you're trying to control, like, it has so much power over you, but it is a really scary, vulnerable thing to admit that. But I promise you, there is so much help out there and there is such an incredible, amazing life calling you forward. If you really feel that is what you want, it's for a reason. I can't give you the reason, just like I was not given the reason, but I knew that there was something in it for me. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that I followed that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and for sharing this with me, just letting myself be completely vulnerable and open. I'm so grateful to have this platform. And yeah, I look forward to sharing more with you guys soon. Talk to you then.